Je fais un peu de point.
Why? So the Gemara says in Chulin Kufei Amud Beis, Omar Yehuda Barei de Rav Chiya, Dibnei Ma'omru Mayim Achroinim Choyvo. Why they say Mayim Achroinim Choyvo? Shemelach Zdoimis Mesames Ha'enayim. People have a Melach Zdoimis. Melach Zdoimis makes people blind. Zog Teisus and Brochas. Nun Gimel. So today that we don't have Melach Zdoimis, there's no chiyuv to wash Mayim Achroinim. The whole reason is Bitzad Melach Zdoimis and Besames Ha'enayim. In our days that we don't have Melach Zdoimis Motzi B'neim. So that day is Mechateise, Valeza Aloche, and every meal you have to have salt. So Mele was Aloche every time that he had salt, and everyone he had Melach Zdoimis. So they were attacking Mayim Achroinim. Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, is very interesting. And Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Aleph, Shteit Mayim Achroinim Choyim. And Seif Yud, Yesh Ein Noyagim Litov Mayim Achroinim. Yes, ain't no egim little mayim achroinim. So the ikra din shulchan aruch paskens mayim achroinim choyvo. Kuf pei aleph seif aleph. And seif yud he says yes, ain't no egim little mayim achroinim. The Rabbi Yehuda in Brocha says, even though we don't have melach zdoimis, we have different melach. Maybe it's another melach that makes people blind. We don't know. And this is the Mishnah Berurah brings down. ואף שעכשיו שאין מוצאים מלך דמיס בנינו, יש לא חוש למלך אחר. Maybe it's a different kind of salt. The Gemara in Brochus, דף נון גימל, brings down a different puzzle. ויסקדשתם ואיסם קדושים. ויסקדשתם אילו מים ראשונים. ואיסם קדושים אילו מים אחרונים. זוג דרו של רבי ניאלה. If the reason ויסקדשתם is בצד אילו מים אחרונים, you have to wash your hands. So even if it's no melach zdoimis, you have to wash your hands. So there are two reasons better for mayim achroinim. Melach zdoimis v'yiskadashtem. So why do yeshnoyagim say that you don't have to wash? They say today people are much more cleaner. Hegemia, you call it, yeah? Because people eat with forks. It's updated a little bit, 2000 and something, 15, 16, yeah? But 2000 years ago, people were born with their hands. Today people have more manners. So they're clean. And this is the reason Shulchan Aruch says, and the Yesh Makilim. Yesh Enoyagim Litol Mayim Achroinim, Ve'afilu Lanoyagim Ken, Odom Shu Istenis, Ve'rog Lito Yodov Acher Asu'udo. Every time when he finishes a meal, he washes himself, he cleans himself. So he for sure has to wash before benching. Even if he's Yesh Makilim. And this is the mokel of that shita. So what we pass in Lalocha? We pass in Sif Aleph Mayim Achroinim Choyvo. The Mogel of Rom adds, Al Pi Kabbalah is a big Indian to be mach. The Zera Chodosh Rus Shteit Mayim Achroinim Choyvo שעל ידי זה החיצונים והקליפס שרוצים להידבק בו אין נדבוקים. כף החיים and a lot of ספרדים they make me before they wash מים אחרונים, they say מים אחרונים חובה. That's far as you mean it. It's brought down the Kaf HaChaim. He says, you also yoytze the halacha of learning in the Suda. If you mark me to do that. אז יש לי את הקף החיים. ביומי, at least that. Every Suda you learn. But if you say מים אחרונים חובה. אבל אז יש לי את הקף החיים. You say מים אחרונים חובה. זה מים אחרונים חובה. רשות מן השמיים סימן זין שטייט מים אחרונים דובר שבקדושה והמקיל בוהם מקילים לו יום או בשנו יסוד פינת צומק בדל מים אחרונים ונת צומק בדל יולייף קו היושו ספר קו מאוד מגזדן רואיסי שאוי לו מקילים בזה והם ישחיים בנפשו. There's a Gemara in Yuma, a very interesting story. Everyone knows the famous story it's brought down in the kids' stories. It's a Medrash Rabbe, Bamidbar. Mayim achroinim horgu es hanefesh. Gemara says a story, Ma'aseh b'Adamecho, that he ate a kind of beans, and he didn't wash his hands, and he went down, and his hands were dirty. His hands, his mouth. His friend saw him, and he went home and he told his wife, your husband told me to give him all of his money in the safe. He gave me a simen that he ate with you now, green beans. So she gave him mamish the diamonds. The husband came back. So he asked him, where's my rings? He said, he gave a simen. So he got angry at his wife and he killed her. So the Kaf HaChaim says, what is the shakhas? The guy would wash my machonim, you would not see the green beans on his hands or on his face. If it was green beans or barley, or mashallah, yeah? Kaf HaChaim says, you have to understand these gemaras have deepness inside them. Boom, the guy died, my machonim, all goes on nefesh. They were not attacking my machoinim for people that the husband, the people were not chap, yeah, the secrets what they ate for lunch. Yeah. Vice story of the Kaf HaChaim, a person mezalzel and my machoinim is chayav misa. This is what the Gemara means to say. How wide it went, and a person that didn't wash my machoinim was nizgalgel to him that is chayav misa. Maybe it must be how wide. You have to be marked. There's a Yalkut or Reuveni. It's in one of the Medrash or Shoinim. Why Eov suffered all of his Yisroim? Because he was not marked on my Machoim. It's not only a punishment, that's what the Mekubolim explain, I don't understand it. It's been saying over. That the Klippis and the Chitzoinim, when a person is involved with food, come over to him and really cause for bad. The Mayim Achoinim have a kind of zgulo that they take it off. The Pelayoyetz brings down Vim Einu Mesames Ainayim, what we see today that our soul Mesames HaSeichel VeHaNefesh. It's not also it's a zgulo for Ashirus. So I'll give you an example. The Gemara says Kol HaYoyetz Gemara in Eruvin. But I yoytze le milchemes mitzvah potum in etiras yudayim. When we fought in David HaMelech's war, zoi de gemor b'medvo amorim b'mayim rishonim, mayim achroinim even in the war you have to be like. So after we know that mayim achroinim is so important, and people are mezalzel in it, and it bothers me so much when you see bochim are mezalzel in it, some of them think that they wash mayim achroinim, and they see they never wash it in their life, mayim achroinim. Yeah, you wonder why some people are sick today, yeah? It's chayav benafshe. So we're trying to learn over the halachas, shtiku, halacha lemaise, if the hilchos is mayim achroinim. The halacha be'etzem, mayim achroinim is a chiyuv, bein be'anoshim, בין בנושי. למעשה, the ladies did not wash מהם מחויים. שבט הלוי from רב אוזנר, חלק ד' סימן חוב ג' תשובס והנוגס חלק א'. So they say like this, we don't have מלח סדוימיס. And also, ladies are very clean. They don't get so dirty when they eat. So the mele, they don't have the reason mitzad nekius, and mitzad that they touch the food. The mele, it's not the same as I. Alpi kabole. The mele k'tzir says they don't have to. And the Salmas Chaim from Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld has brought down that Noshim have to. Also, Alicha Shlema from Shul Zalman has brought down that he doesn't know why Noshim don't wash. The words that are written down, Eini Hoidea, why they don't wash. I asked his daughters, they don't wash. It's written down. This, you know, a lot of time you have young rabbanim start to bring you halachas. Yeah, say Alicha Shlema, he doesn't know, so everyone has to wash. I want to ask all of his daughters. Had Shmuel Shabbos Kirchhoff's wife. He told you to wash? Never. Yeah, also, yeah, but yeah, because anyway, even the men I think don't wash, but I don't think that it was a yeah. I saw a G'dayli Yisrael woman didn't wash. So yeah, a lot of people that don't have a minhag, but in Tshuva you see the wives wash. And I don't blame them. Because there's no mocker. But we have a Messiah from G'dayli Yisrael that the nice ladies don't wash. But if the hands are dirty, they have to wash before the match. Till where you wash. Till where a person has to wash. So the Shulchan Aruch writes down, "Ein tzorich litoy ela ad haperek hasheni shel etzbois." You don't have to wash the whole hand like you wash for a moitzi. It's enough till the second place where the finger falls. Right, the person has the first part, the second part, and then where the fingers connect to the hand. It's called the second kishrei etzbois. About Shem Tishbo, we know we wash the hands till the end of Kishrei Etzbois, right? Here's to the second one. This is the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch. Ein tzorich litoil elo ad perek sheni shel haetzbois. Shalom, why? So the Mishnah Berurah, the food doesn't get there. And the agudol, the thumb, till the first one. And the Biur Halacha brings down that from the Goyim that it's better to wash till the end of the fingers. So even though the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Shulchan Aruch himself says to wash till the second band, the second place of the hand, the second kishrei etzbois, if the Goyim is the inyan to wash the whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah is mamshich. V'ra alay ha-maise, what the Mishnah Berurah calls bad. Sh'ruisi sh'yesh anoshim, asher hem zehirim benetilas mayim achoyim. They're makpid al mayim achoyim. Aval einom yoytzim choyvas adin klal v'klal. Ve'einom noisnim kim eize tapi mayim al rosh ha-etzbo yisrael. They poured like little drops on their fingers. I'm sure you see them when you left and you ride these people. עד אשר אפילו עד סוף פרק ראשון אינו מגס ולפעמים יועצים בנגיע באלמה ובאמס מן הדין צורך לרחוץ לפוחס עד סוף פרק שני אצבויס וקלה. So Mishabur says that he hates these people. Ra'ar la'yamayse. He hates that group of people. Yeah? Not in every person he writes ra. Bad. These people that just drop. The Ben Ish Chai says it doesn't help to wash one hand and then to touch it with the other hand. It doesn't help. Some people they do what, but then they do like that. Chavruch Chaim says no. I didn't find in one sefer what is the mocha to do that. 80% of the people do it, yeah? The shaila is from where that magna mina came. And I know I'm chas v'shalom, I'm not mezalzel, the reason I'm not saying the groups of people that do it, as we know it's choshev the people that do it, I will never call their name Lineda. But we have to try to know from where that magna mina came, that Mishnah Berurah calls it ra. Rav Chaim says that it has to be pouring on both hands. Negiah doesn't know. How much you have to wash? Mishnah Berurah doesn't write down a shiur. They bring from the goyim, you have to have a reviz. They say maybe the goyim didn't mean that you have to pour a reviz, it has to be a klishi yesh by reviz. The chidor brings down not to do a lot of mayim achoyim. Because Ruach Tuma, we don't want to be marbe Ruach Tuma. Till he writes down, that if someone is very dirty, wash your hands, maybe eat something, and then wash my machoy. So sometime like this, here is a big, big argument belong to Samuka. Big arguments belong to some mukha. The mukha from this minig of drips of water, laminayim, a drip here, a drip here, came from the Kaf HaChaim. But the Kaf HaChaim said that not to be mar beruach tuma. So they said like this. I'm just trying to explain from where they came. The derah, which we call derah. Where the Ra came? Ra ala amais. He said, "Meikar adin, you don't have to wash negamas. Mayim achoyim. We machmir. For biyotze that machmir, kidai to memayit. Meikar adin, you don't have to. I machmir. To biyotze the kabol. And emphasis, I'm also yotze. Zog in the London, they're not masking. If you're not chayev, the pashas has no ruach tumah. If you're chayev, you have to wash. If someone takes a shower, is mayim achoyim? Is mechav l'shem mayim achoyim shower? It's a gosh. So if bezman hazeh, it's no chalois din mayim achoyim, so don't do it. And the tzad that it's chal, it's not supposed to say it. Mes we don't chal, but I'm choyish to the shittas, but I don't want to be marbe. If you have to, you have to. If you don't have to, say no, you don't have to, but if you do it, the chitzayim catch on to it. The loneliness is very short to understand.
The chiyuv never came because of chitzayim.
Again. If it's no chiyuv,
chitzayim
is a but chitzayim come even if it's not called mayim achoyim.
Sure.
Why the chitzayim come?
See,
if it's a chitzayim, so to take away the chitzayim, you have to wash mayim achoyim, you can wash your tzorek. No. The chitzayim is enough to... But the chitzayim is enough epis. So then the ikka wash with the chitzayim. It's given that pikabola, they don't want to die. Yeah. So the man, for that epis. I know Piski Chuvas, he's a Rabbi Shuafat. He has a natir to chassidus k'tzad. He also doesn't find your mocker for touching one hand. He says... Burim, Amaratzim, he calls them. Piskachuvas. He has some everything there. Okay, don't check that. I didn't have time to check it. Don't check it again. Well, I don't want to say myself. As then I'm... First, when he brings down the Kabbalah, the Zera Kodesh, she is so good, the nerve is my machoim. She was an Ezra Hitzelim, a Rodim of Lazikoi, the Lekalkal is Helpy, the Zmanichim is an Napshim, the Mshur Achay. Zera Mundi is my machoim. Sabu Kodesh. ויוסף תרס ניסר שהוא יקר אתם דרס מים אחרים ישליטו לידיים מים באופן ששפיך עשה מים מאצבעו יסו בתריך כלי ואין די בארטוב עשה מים וגם צור שיינטיל על כל עירך האצבעו יסד חיבורם לקף וגם על דס האגודו אך מוצינו לחידו שכוסף שנוכל למים בשיעור המים ולא יליטל בשפע ילידים לחיצים עם חלקם בשפע אחר קורפונים לכולה אלמה הם חולים לפני פסקי תשובס הם יועצים די חובה לו בשיעור מים שכדי שפיחו ולא בלחלוכיס מים באלבן והשפיחו צריך ליועס על שתי הידיים ולא ידיים בשפיחו על יד האחס ולעביר לחלוכיס מיד אחס לשניר כמין הגעמים ואם סדרנו יד הבארם גודל של פסח, שמחס הרגל לליטו אל מים אחרינים בשפע שאירו מי סנאירו לאיכו של השגיח מונות על בשפע הוא הדרכך עם שכנועג הגודל מצנצה ליטו אל מעט מים שייל איז המוש איז מעט מים זה גדל, המשלבו עושה איז על ששפיך הסיודיים וגם צריך שנטיל על כל ערך האצבעו יסד חיבורם לקף חידו כוסף למעט במים and that came the mute the shall is if the mute means about less than what the Mishnebura says Shulchan Aruch brings down to wipe your hands after Mayim Achroinim. So he brings a machlekes. Tzvim Chesed. Yesh Reish Mayim Achroinim Ein Tzichim Nigu Vela Rambam Menage Ve'achar Kech Mevorech. Shavu brings down. Mash Vedas Amachaber Le'akel Ve'lekatchil Le'toy V'yoyisr Le'nage Ve'lotzes Da'as Kulom. יש דבר של המשתבור, כוס הבסיוסף ואנחנו יכולים לנצח עם שיעור, אלא שיעור כדי להדיח בו המסיוד So I want to say, maybe a kula, the shiur is כדי to wash your hands In our days the hands are clean So we wash כדי קבולה So the shiur to wash the hands is epis yeah, but the Mishabur says it has to go on both fingers So the world is making not a menagif today because again it's not me'ikah adin it's only on pikabole so they learned that the nigu was me'ikah when you cleaned your hands it was greasy and you wash your hands the end of the clean is the wipe right and you can wash it till you're greasy a little bit you wash it you wipe it this you wipe off the dirty water so same thing what the Rambam was machmir to wipe was you had dirty water so you wiped off the dirty water But if you don't have dirty water, you're only washing really a pikabole. Now here's a big machlekes. The Kafachaim says against the minig. Some people after this, my father's minig, after the mayim achoyim, you wash him out also. Especially it's mash by that person. And the Gemara shalom where he had the beans in his mouth or in his hands, not clothed. The Kafachaim says not to do it. Because he says the water is mayim tmeim, how you bring it to the mouth. Meister Rashi and Yuma says that if you would wash mayim achoinim, you would wash kederech anoitim yodayim lekameach esfomo yodayim tfuchos velo yu ha-doshim nir. So Sefer, Chabad, and Diyale, they were makpid to wash also the mouth, to wipe it with the water. And they said that the Ruach Ro is only on the water that pours off, but not on the water that stays on the head. Now I want to teach you two halachas, Ma'am Achoinim, and to show you how minhogim of Klal Yisrael are vichtig. The halacha, you're not allowed to wash on the floor. You have to wash inside the keli. Why? Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'am Achoinim, Kuf Pe'alef Sif Beis, Ein Noiknim Al Gavi Karka. Elo beklim, mei shiruach ro shoyro aleim. Two reasons shat in Shulchan Aruch. One reason is, if you wash inside the keli, is no ruach tumah. When you wash on the floor, the tuach, the filas apayim, we know. If you fall on the floor, it's very dangerous. We fall on a standard, as one as eh? And the male is not so dangerous. Another reason is technical. If you wash on the floor, someone could step on it. The Iker Aloch is like the second reason. That we don't want people to step on it. The male is allowed to do it under the table. This is only Mishtabur. The goyim was makpid dafka letoich keli. This is by the chassidim alalim, you see they do under the table. And by the litvisha, everyone does inside the keli. Why they do dafka under the table, the chassidisha, we'll explain in a second. Now, it's brought down, lekatchile, if you wash inside the keli, this is in a second, we'll explain where the chassidisha wash under the table. To have a keli that is miyuchad for that, or a chad pe'ami, supposedly. Why? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes down, and Zer Zov, Tzorich leizor liyachet kli lemayim achroinim, ki roi vachulshes boim, most of the people are weak, she'einom zehirim v'noiknim mayim achroinim at yashachis bekli, שמשתמשים בו אחר כך להכיל לבשתיה ואפילו רחצי מויסה ונסיים לא ימהני לא כן יזוהר לא כן כאלה מיוחדים לזה וטועים לו שולחן התואר תואר השם הרמוני מסס וכמעט אין לו תיקון ברחיצה. This is the reason a lot of people are making them spoke about the Mishabur Shiyurim in Negev Asar to wash it in a special keli of Negev Asif, not to use a regular keli that you use by the morning when you go to the sink to wash, the people that wash in the sink of his keli, they try to move them away, because the Ruach Tumah goes on the keli, and you wash it, but it's very hard to take away. But mainly, a lot of G'dayli, Chassidishe, the meaning was to wash under the table. They didn't want Choshesh to the Shemir Emunim. Everyone knows that in Klal Yisrael, everything is tipped up. Everything is kavonis. Red is a minig, is a kind of keli that is called a negavaser becher from silver. Never saw such a negavaser thing. Why? From where it came. It's a nice item to have on the table. What is the pshat in this item? Chivus of the mitzvah. The reason of this item that Klal Yisrael has is that there will be a keli meyuchod lemayim achroinim will not be washed in a regular keli. You could be chad pe'ami, disposable. But when that's time, people say, a becher is a nice thing that people have. It's a mayim achroinim, it's a mayim achroinim. It's a keli for mayim achroinim. It's a keli for mayim achroinim. Everyone has a keli for mayim achroinim. It comes down. Because it's a chiyuv to wash, and we don't wash on the floor. Where you wash it? To a keli? You can't. You're going to use it. The Zerzov and the Kitzur says, "Roi b'chulsh esaboyes leodom." Most of the weakness that comes to people is that they drink from keli that washed on the mayim achroinim. I asked someone, if someone in Russia never had a mayim achroinim, that she never heard this shir. So now he hears the shir, he rushes to the store to buy a mayim achroinim keli. He didn't have a mayim achroinim keli. Now he's rushing to the store to buy a mayim achroinim keli. He knows that till now in his house they wash inside the keli. Is it in to stop? The ruach tumah went already on the bowl of the soup. And now he washed it. Okay, it becomes weak. So he bought a mayim achroinim keli. So if he could drink from the keli, he's allowed to eat soup from the bowl. But yeah, same. What I'm asking is the Indian now not to use the same. Kilo, every time it becomes deeper, the tumah, and deeper and deeper and deeper. It's a zach that doesn't peel off completely. But the amount that doesn't peel off one time or 10 times is no different. And you hear that? Now, there's an Indian to take away the mayim achroinim off the table. It's brought down from the Reb Chaim Falachi. It's not me'ikar adin. It's a ruach ro. Why? So זה השולחן אשר לפני השם, זה קדושן בשולחן, הדבר הזה קדושן בשולחן, זה השולחן אשר לפני השם, so זה הקפודה to take off the מים האחרונים. Why I'm saying it? You take it off the table, where you put it? Where you put it, my shit? Well, yeah, the sink is the best place to put it. A lot of times, a lot of lazy people around, yeah? So you put it down on the floor, on a chair, right? Or you have to take it away from the room. Let me explain. If the reason would be that we don't want it to be in the area where I bench, so it doesn't help to put it on the chair. But the reason, the main reason is not because we don't want to bench where it's there. It's because there are shulchan kodesh, asher lifnei Hashem. Shas benching, the table has a zakdusha. The stipler would cover it. He would not take it off, he would cover it. The shaila is a big argument. It's enough to cover the water, but you have to cover the whole keli. Or you have to take it off completely. Some say it doesn't have to cover it. It's a tumah al ashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. What are the shaches to my eyes? Like I'm saying. I'm coming to explain. I put it on the chair, but I see it. So it's a din on seeing it being at a table. If it's din being at a table, it would be a tzad to say that it can't be there bichlal. The stipler said that it's enough to cover. Come to Piskechuv and clears, it's enough to cover the liquid, but you have to cover the keli. A lot of times you have a little keli, my machoinim keli, that has the inside, is the way it's made. When you cover it, so he brings down Kafachayim, Palachi. The stipler said it's enough to cover it. But he says he doesn't know if it's enough to cover it with water, but to cover it with a keli. If you see the keli, lemoshul, the mayim achroinim, the whole thing has to be covered. Stipler took a towel and put over the whole mayim achroinim. It was no. Here, kilo, it's the same keli, he's mesupik if it helps or not. The velt is mekil. We tried to be machmir in our house to take it off, to put it in a chip. You're allowed to wash mayim achroinim with Pepsi. Soda, petal. This is interesting, and I will explain. The main shaila is you could ask one of Shach, if I wash with Pepsi or petal, I have to wash my hands again. Yeah, then so al pi kabbala maybe it's enough. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch writes down, I never got this clue. מים אחרונים נויתנים בכל מיני משהו. אפילו שמן, דבש וכל חוץ מיין. ומייר באין לו מים כי משהו, או יש לו מים אין ליטר במשהו. If he has, don't wash. Why? זו הייתה פרימיגולים ביזוי. But if not, you're allowed to. So again, so Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to wash negevaser with all different mashkim. Shiva mashkim. The Primigodim says lekatchil enatu because it's a bizoyin. But I have said. So first some want to say it's only a bizoyin if I took a bottle and I poured them some oranges, yeah? But if I have some oranges left in my cup, it's no bizoyin. It's anyway left in my cup. If I take oranges and I pour, Lemaise, some are machmir dafka in water. And I will explain. Why? They claim first, Lemaise, the dirt doesn't go off. So they say I'll pick a bullet, but so not clear exactly. Some want to say that maybe the Shulchan Aruch meant Shal Mashkim, orange juice, like petal is dirt. It's not clear. Other will say that that dirt out of drink, but the Shulchan Aruch says even dvash and shemen. The Lemaise you have to know. So the Halacha Lemaise. If it's late, or you know, the oil of a bench are you ready? You just have a Pepsi and you can wash my machoini. You have to know the halacha. A lot of times it's late and you didn't get my machoini. I know a lot of bochum that don't know the halacha, they're a maker and they don't wash. Pepsi. A Coke, I'm not taking this side. Yeah? Here, if I could, maybe the one that you say is worse. Now, as another halacha, you're not allowed to mafsik in between mayim achronim and benching. This is the reason, there's a minig in Klal Yisrael, v'loy k'moy sheroisi be'ar be'ameratzim. Like I said, we're trying to today explain some minhagim. It's a leichter halacha. We're saying it's leichter halacha this week, because next week we have to start the halacha sif. Few weeks, Shavuos or Shachar, Shabbos, Tishvav. This year is a lot of interesting halachas. Drei Wochen, Shavuos or Shachar, Shabbos, Tisha Sayomim. Why Klal Yisrael bring the negative Mayim Achronim to the table? So you could say technical. Why to get everyone to get up? Mayim Rishonim, you have to bring buckets of water. Here they bring a little 5-inch and everyone manages, yeah? So we made it for technical reasons. But the emesis, Varza Aloha Techev Dmai Machroinim, Birgis Amos. So we made it, they don't want people to get up and to talk and to have a hefsek. From that came the minik. When we got him down a Maise B'Shem Ari, someone washed my Machroinim and then he learned the Mishnah. And he got a terrible pain in his shoulder. Shoulder in Hebrew you say katef. Bakotef yisol, right? Bakotef yisol. So he came to the Ari. He asked, you know, he has a machlech with his shoulder. Where is Bakatef? I'm suffering. And he sovel Bakatef. He told him, you sovel Bakatef. Katef is Chof, Tof, Fei. Change the letters, Teichev. You are over on Teichev and my machoinim. Brocha, you learned the Mishnah, so you got punished that your Katef became bad. The Mishnah Bura says you're not allowed to talk even a word or two. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Sicho shel Beis v'Gimel Teves Shori. Simon Kufsa Machbovi says, Ain't Tzoch Lizor El Medaber Eze Eisek, Einyen, Sicho Be'al Mebeis v'Gimel Teves, Einem Chashuv Es Hefsek L'Divra HaKoyl. וכל שכן שמותר לראש ירהן ולאו כששאר לי מויסו. שולחן אורך הרב, but the Mishnah Berurah says not like that. Mishnah Berurah says, אפילו תה באחס נאטו. Again in a second, I just want. The tzorch leizor shelo lehafsik ben atilat begazamozim afilu bedivretei. Afilu bedivretei. Now, again, Shulchan Aruch Rav is matir. What would be if someone spoke? Or you had to go to the bathroom and you made a shayotza. Yachzor v'yitir. If he spoke, it's yachzor v'yitir. Not that the night of Machoy of Zakov, Yvorah Shayotza, and after that, Hidalion of Shemis. So the Maise, the Shaila is like this. What helps that you have to wash your hands again? What helps that he will wash his hands again? The Maisa, he already washed his hands and he spoke. So the Maisa, the halacha is like this. Lekatchile, you're not allowed to talk and then wash again. If you talked, you wash again. If you want to eat, Mishnah Berurah says you make a nazir bracha and you eat again and you wash mayim achoyim. What is the difference? So the Mefarshim explain like this. Is halacha teichet b'netilas yodayim bracha. If you wash your hands, you can't talk. I will wash again. The Teretz is, Shabu and Kuf Ein, what is your Yisrael and Chish Yavsi b'dibur afilu ma'ad, teichet b'netilas bracha. My time is Yisrael shal Achish, לצורך להפסיק בדיבור נוחוץ ובדיעבד עם יסוק יידול יודוב שיימס כדי ליאו יסטייך ונטי אס ידיים ברוכו. So if you had to talk, the Mishnah Berurah says you wash again. Some say that this is the mocker in Mayim Rishonim if you spoke to wash again. You wash again without a brocha. If you talked after Natil Yas Yudayim, there's a meaning of Klai Yisrael, you don't talk. And everyone knows. If you talk, you make it to wash again without a bracha. It's kimat not written nowhere on my Rishayim. But my Machoinim says, if you wash, if you talk, you wash again. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if he wants to eat, but if he wants to eat, he makes a bracha. I take it. The answer is like this. If you wash and you talk, you're not allowed to talk. You talk, like a tchila to wash again. That's it. If you want to eat, so now that you will eat, you'll be mischayev again. So you don't have a problem. So if someone wants to talk, my eitz is alamol to eat, but then you have to make a bracha. If you're just eating to make. But again, if you this tachov the Mishnah Berurah. I'm talking a little halachas.
If you wash again, it's a taken shoulder problems.
What?
If you wash again, you're taking shoulder problems.
I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah says to wash again. Avada the shaila is the hands are clean. What does pass to wash again? What helps to pass again? But this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now what he brings here, it's a baya. I'm reading what the Piskei Teshuva says. Not everyone agrees. It's totally wrong. The Rishal Dvorim, Afil Dvorim, Shebekdushet Yivatei Elo Yafsik. Velochim Yir Eloi Ma'al Nor Rizbova Lashir Amayles Lifni Natir Asmai Machoin. Avol Im Loi Omar Lifneike Yoimar Achar Natir Asmai Machoinim Veyitoil Yodov Shuv. Not everyone agrees to that. וכן אם שוכח לא מדיבטר על השול חולמין יותר ולהקביד על כך יקאי מנוגי כמה חשונות על מים אחרים פשוטות עושה מים אחרים עם חובה say the people that say you know שם ייחוד חלת בסבות or before the bench they can say it after מים אחרים but he brings down from the קיצור שכונות מהם from the קציס השולחון that's from חיים נועה to say Shamailis, you're allowed to, but you have to wash Negev Asar again. Mayim Achoyim again. Some want to tell you that it's a chelik from the Suda, it's a chelik from the Birkas Hamazon, and you don't have to. Now, he brings down, that's not what we're learning now. Hinei poshat aminek b'kol Yisroel. שאין אוכלים ושייסים כלום לאחר נטיל עצמאים אחרינים, אפילו נטיל עצמאים אחרינים, אפילו נטיל עצמאים בטוס. ואפילו אם ירצה לאודם לעבר על המינג ולסמך על הפויסקים המקילים לאכו ולישע עשר די עצמאים אחרינים, ידע שיש כמה חילוקי דונים להכיר ברוכר. That could be because the Muslim is not pattering it. So maybe what I'm trying to say is that even if lemaise you would eat, that would be the best eitzah, but while it's a big machlekes if you're allowed to eat or not, so lemaise our meaning is not to eat after mayim achoinim. But if you spoke, you wash mayim achoinim again without a broch.
What floor are you on?